Hello, my name is Chris Johnson. Picture the worst coworkers that you've ever had to deal with. The absolute worst ones. The ones that just sucked out your soul. The ones that just, like, you'd go to bed at night, and as soon as your fucking head hit the pillow, you're like, fuck, I have to deal with this shit again tomorrow? Those ones. I want you to gauge your worst coworker situation against what probably was my worst coworker situation. It's not at the new job, so get that out of your head. I don't have a situation like that now. I worked a job with a fucking child. He was just a big fucking baby. He looks like a fucking scarecrow. I fucking hated him. He was miserable. He was just a miserable human being. I bitch a lot, but it's like venting. There's two types of bitching. The type of bitching where you're like, hey man, I'm gonna just get together with this guy and just bitch about shit. And there's the type of bitching where you just hear it and it just sucks your soul out. That's this guy. And then there was a girl that we worked with, or a woman we worked with, the Rumble Bee. And Rumble was the exact same way. She would just suck out my fucking soul. But I honestly, God, I try to do my best to get along with everybody at work. So, like, I just wouldn't say anything, you know? I'll get through the next couple hours, and I'll deal with it, and then I won't fight with you. But these two made it really tough. The Scarecrow and Rumble made it really fucking tough. First off, these two were fucking weird together. I'd be in my chair. Rumblebee would be like 3 feet away. Scarecrow walks into the room and he'd say something dumb like, I'm fat. And I said to him one day, why'd you start smoking weed? I don't know any fat potheads. And I don't. I know a lot of potheads. None of those motherfuckers are fat. And he fucking says, I can't smoke marijuana because it gets me horny. Now, keep in mind, he's probably a 50-year-old man. Rumblebee, probably in her early 20s. Maybe not the thing you want to say in front of a fucking early 20-something. You might think, if we're dealing with a normal girl, that you'd be disgusted by that comment and scoff at it and be like, excuse me, could you not say that disgusting shit? Instead, she says, no, that's alcohol with me. Anytime I have a drink, it goes straight to my crotch. Assholes, would you look to your left? I'm right fucking here. I'm in the room. You guys can fuck on your own time. Can you please not bring that shit to me at work? Please? I don't want to know your fucking aphrodisiacs. One time she was wearing an owl necklace and she had it hanging down by the boobs. Scarecrow walks in. He's like, whoa, you have a hooter by your hooters. I get it. That's very clever. I get it, because an owl hoots and, you know, boobs are hooters. Would you fucking stop it? God damn it. You're a fucking grown man. Somehow body hair came up one day. I don't know how, but it came up. And for some inexplicable reason, Rumblebee told me, I can't shave my crotch. It's disgusting. It's prepubescent. I'd never fucking do that. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't fucking want to know that there's a fucking Amazon under your pants. Why do I give a shit about your fucking pubic hair? So now I know that there's something down there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to think about that. I thought the Rumblebee was disgusting. I was not interested in the Rumblebee in any way, shape, or form. And I was married when I knew Rumble. So the last thing I want to be thinking about is this huge fucking bush. Now, if you don't fucking shave your crotch, I don't give a shit. I just don't want to know about it. You know what I mean? I just don't want to know about it. And furthermore, I do have a bitch about this prepubescent shit, like the women who don't shave their crotch, and the reason they use is like, it's prepubescent. That's gross. Why is it that it's prepubescent if you shave your crotch, but not if you shave your armpits and your legs? Why is it prepubescent if a woman shaves around the oyster ditch, but not prepubescent if a man shaves his face? Do you ever think about those things? I'm not a pedophile if I like a smooth crotch. I'm not. Would you fucking stop that, please? Jesus Christ, that's so fucking dumb. Fuck. You know what else I know about Rumble? That her mom has heavy flow periods. You might be thinking, how on fucking God's green earth would that come up in a normal conversation? I don't know, but she told me one day. Migraines and heavy flow periods. I used to just like think up new ways to kill myself when I was there. Like, yeah, slitting my wrist, that'd be good. I mean, I was suicidal back in the day. Actually, I was suicidal a couple fucking years ago before I went to therapy. So that shit would just rattle around my brain. And it would just be like, what if I swallowed a bunch of bullets and somehow heated them up in my belly and they just exploded out of me, would I die instantly? Would that be spectacular? Could I take down some of these assholes with me? I fucking hope so. And if you think Rumble and the Scarecrow are bad under normal circumstances, they had like a falling out because they probably fucked and then things got weird and then, you know, he didn't want to see her anymore because he was just a big scumbag. I wonder why that relationship didn't work. Usually 50-year-olds and 22-year-olds work pretty well together, I thought. Then she would just like scream at him every time she saw him. That was a fucking delight too. I'm sitting there and some psychopath is just screaming at some guy. What a bad situation. So anyway, how does that compare to your fucked up work stories? Let me know what Johnson hates you. New podcast episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. Follow on Podbean, the main hub. Podbean's the host. You can also follow on iTunes, Google Play. And which other one are we throwing in today? How about Acast? I don't even know if that's real. Acast is real.